McDavid charging down the ice. He's got a stick. He's in. Backhand. Score. A beauty. And Connor McDavid on fire early.
And Mike Smith are going to go. And center ice. Talbot and Smith. Hooping on both sides of this battle of Alberta. This is unbelievable.
This 1 year, 1.5 year here. Get me more confidence. For sure, I'm stronger and faster, and I feel like I'm growing up for person and player a lot. Feels like I'm like ready to get the new step for the NHL.
Now McDavid across the drive, scores 100 points for Leon.
We could learn from what we went through, and everyone's pissed off about it. I think that's the best way to describe it. But there's a taste in everyone's mouth that's very, that no one likes. We need to find a way to not have that taste. And we've had it 4 out of 5 years here. So, you know, we need to be better.
It's game day. Hello, hello. Welcome to the Locked On Oilers podcast. I'm your host, Hernan Salas from TSN 1216, the Two Guys and a Goalie podcast. You can connect with me on Twitter at Hernan the Man and at Locked On Oilers. It's game three. Oilers Leafs, that goes tonight. 6 o'clock puck drop. Oh, I love these early games. Way better than those 8 o'clock starts. Edmonton's lost the first two. They've been outscored 7-0. They lost the last game by a score of 3-0. That was to Michael Hutchinson and the one on Saturday to Jack Campbell. It's the sixth meeting between these two teams. Oilers are 2-4 so far. And after tonight, only two more meetings left for these two teams. Oilers currently in third in the North Division, 28 points, 14-10 record. And the mighty Maple Leafs sit first with a record of 17-4-2, 36 points. And they've won three straight. Oilers on the two-game losing streak. They've only lost two games one other time, and that was early on in the season when they took on the Montreal Canadiens here at home. So yeah, it's going to be another doozy for sure. Today on the podcast, we'll get to Hernan's hot tip predictions, some bets, and we'll also hear from James Neal and Dave Tippett as well. No guests once again. We'll just have a quick little pregame podcast here. Let's get to the practice notes. Evan Bouchard, Willie Lagesson, Devin Shore, Alex Chiasson, who was suspended one game for his cross check to Jimmy Vesey in their last game there at the end of the third period, and Patrick Russell all out for workout this morning. It was a good one by all accounts, so it probably means all these guys are out. Koskinen was with them as well, and that leads to Dave Tippett. They confirm Mike Smith is getting the start so far this season. He's 6-1 with a 1.87 goals against average and 0.938 save percentage. And it's the right call. He's been the better goalie. And we'll hear from Dave Tippett in the second segment. But yeah, I like that they're going with Smith. Evan Bouchard out. I'm not surprised. They probably didn't like that look on the left from the last game. It wasn't terrible, but they did get scored on twice, so looks like Chris Russell's going to draw back in. As for the lines, Dave Tippett again, we'll hear from him coming up here shortly. He didn't commit to anything, says they're dealing with some injuries, and they'll know more this afternoon, so we probably won't know until the warm-up. If we see Nuge with Draisaitl and Yamamoto, please, 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 and Neil with Connor McDavid and Jesse Puljujärvi, and it's going to be interesting who comes in. Does Nygaard draw in? I mean, I'm pretty sure Neil's in. And then if Cahoon can't go, does Kyle Turris draw in? And so we'll wait and see who else could go here. Patrick Russell out. I mean, I said it last podcast, this guy really doesn't bring much to the table, so I'm not surprised there. And Devin Shore, who hasn't played in a while, remains out by the looks of it. So there could be some about 2, 3, 4 line changes coming up here for the Edmonton Oilers. As for the Toronto Maple Leafs, they're getting Austin Matthews and Freddie Anderson back for this game. That's awesome for Toronto. They've won the first two games of this series. Now they get their number one goaltender and their best goal scorer back. Might be another tough one for the Edmonton Oilers. Freddie Anderson is 14-1-2 versus the Oilers career-wise with a 9.23 save percentage, which is absolutely unreal. So the Oilers are going to be in tough. They couldn't take advantage of Jack Campbell or Michael Hutchinson. Can they take advantage of Mr. Freddie Anderson? And of course, you're getting the dangerous sniper in Austin Matthews back. It looks like Alexander Barabanov will be the scratch with Austin Matthews back. So yeah, it's going to be another tight one, another good one. And as far as the lines, I mean, I think he will go with that line we saw at practice yesterday. I'm hoping for that. And then it was interesting because he was also asked today, that's Dave Tippett, about going back with Bear and Darnell Nurse. And I must have missed that. I don't know if they were at practice. I don't know if anyone tweeted that out, but yeah, I don't know about that. I truly don't. Barry and Nurse have really been good. I mean, if you're going back with Barry and Chris Russell, Nurse and Bear and Caleb Jones and Adam Larson, remember, those were the pairings when this team was playing really bad to start the season. I don't know if I'm a fan of that. Go back to something that wasn't working. It makes no sense to me. Barry and Darnell Nurse have been excellent together. Why not just go Russell Larson again and then Bear with Jones and you play him in those soft minutes? I don't get that. But it was asked today at the presser, so I was a little thrown off because I hadn't seen that or heard that. So again, we'll track that as well. And Dave Tippett not giving us much in the pressers today about any line combos or D pairings. But yeah, I don't think that's the right move. Let's get to some stats. Power play, Edmonton sits ninth at 25.9. Toronto second at 31.9. PK, Edmonton moving up slightly to 19th at 77.3%. Toronto sits at 11th. At 80.6 goals for, Edmonton hasn't scored in two games. So they are second now at 79. Toronto first at 81 goals against. Edmonton still in that sixth spot with 72. Toronto 22nd at 55. Faceoffs, Edmonton sits 13th, Toronto 10th. So pretty even there. Connor McDavid leading the Oilers and the NHL in points with 40. He leads the team in goals with 14, in assists with 26, and power play points with 18. Draisaitl leads the team in plus minus at plus 13. Barry leads all defensemen with 18 points. For Toronto, Marner leads in points with 33, in assists with 23, in power play points with 11, plus minus at plus 18. Austin Matthews, who will return tonight, sits at 18 goals to lead his team. And Riley right now leads all defensemen on the Toronto Maple Leafs with 18 points. Once again, the Oilers 2-4 so far this season versus the Toronto Maple Leafs. And a big boost for the visiting team as they get their star Austin Matthews back and their number one goaltender as well. What's going to happen tonight? Will the Oilers big boys show up? And I'm talking about Leon, McDavid, Nurse, Nuge. You know what? I'm going to throw Yamamoto in there. He's been, he hasn't lit the lamp often enough lately. So will they show up? They need to if they're going to have a chance in this one. How will Mike Smith fare? He came on in relief of Mikko Koskinen, made 13 saves in the final 40. He's been good this season, but the Oilers goaltending is a roller coaster. You never know what to expect. It's a box of chocolates. So how will Mike Smith fare? Will Archibald drop the gloves with Travis Dermott? He was getting some tips from Zach Bogosian yesterday at practice. So he's probably getting ready for a little tilt. They went at it at the end of the game. Couldn't really get the gloves off. So this might happen tonight. The good old Josh Archibald, who's been, for me, he's been excellent, man. He's just a little spark plug out there. He hits like crazy. He's a little guy, but you can tell when he hits guys, they're feeling it. So look out for that as well. And who will draw in? I mean, is Nygaard in? Is Turris in? Who the hell knows? Looks like Bouchard is out. He was just out with the extras, so it doesn't look like the young guy will draw in tonight. I don't like if they go back to the pairings that started the season because that wasn't working. But we'll wait and see. Hernan, calm down. Nothing's been official, so let's just wait till the warm-ups until we actually see who's in and who's out. And of course, the big news in Toronto, Matthews and Freddie Anderson back for the Toronto Maple Leafs. All right, guys, coming up next, we'll get to Dave Tippett. We'll get to some news from around the NHL. We'll talk maybe some fantasy as well, man. My team, the league I'm in, I'm struggling mightily. And I'm just, my big guys ain't scoring. Kind of like the Oilers in the last two games. We'll get to all that fun stuff. James Neal in the third segment. And of course, Hernan's hot tip predictions, daily bet, and all that fun stuff. This is the Locked On Oilers podcast with Hernan Salas. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever. 18 amazing flavors, including 6 new ones like caramel brownie, cookies and cream, and my personal favorite, carrot cake. Bars are low calorie, low sugar, high in protein, high fiber, and great for the keto diet. Go to builtbar.com and use promo code Locked On and you'll get 20% off your next order. Use promo code Locked On for 20% off at builtbar.com. Back here on the Locked On Oilers podcast, it's game day. the Edmonton Oilers and Toronto Maple Leafs. Game three of their three-game set. Oilers have dropped the first two. Haven't scored a goal. And it's going to be another tough one with Toronto getting two enormous players back into the lineup. But you got to expect the Oilers. Big guys are going to show up in this one. They have to. Been quiet. So we'll see what happens down at Rogers Place. Let's get to some audio as Dave Tippett met with the media today. And let's kick it off with an update on Dominic Cahoon.
We still haven't got the official word from the trainers yet on that one.
Yeah, short and sweet. So that's why he wouldn't commit to any lines. And speaking of the lineup, here's Dave Tippett on that topic.
Yeah, we're looking at a couple. We've got a couple of injury situations we've got to deal with this morning, and then that'll dictate tonight. The lineup tonight.
Wah, wah, wah. Come on, give us something. I really hope we see this line. And I just hope that, like, let's say they don't really generate or score a goal or anything like that tonight, that we don't jump and say, oh, it's not working. It was just last season. Like, it might take them a while. They might come out on fire as well. So let's just pump the brakes if they're not generating right off the hop. And you heard Draisaitl say yesterday, it might take them a bit to get going. They haven't played in probably a year. Like, we're in March 3rd. Shutdown came March 12th. The Oilers, I know this line got separated, I think, in their last two games before the COVID stoppage. So it's going to be, let's hope that that's what we see tonight and something the fans and the media I know here want to see. So Dave Tippett on Jesse Puljujarvi and how he's added to that top six where he can split up some of the big guys.
Well, Jesse's been pretty strong. He's given us another player up there that can help create chances and just be a solid top six winger. So it certainly has opened up some options for us if McDavid and Draisaitl are split up.
Mike Smith gets the start tonight after Koskinen was pulled on Monday night after 20 minutes of play. Here is Dave Tippett on why he's going with Mike Smith tonight.
The other night it wasn't so much on Mikko as we were looking to change some momentum or just restart it after the first period. Just Schmidt's played well lately. It just we're going with the guy that has played better here lately.
Yeah, he has been playing better lately. And some of it was on Mikko Koskinen. And I know a coach is never going to say that, but come on, let's be honest here. One last one here. Alex Chiasson got a one-game suspension for his cross-check to Jimmy Vesey at the end of their game on Monday. Here is Dave Tippett on the suspension.
Well, we had a hunch it was coming there. Just I think the big factor is the timing of it. The game was over when it happened, and that's something the league doesn't like, so we accept it and move on.
Hey, if you're looking to get more of the sports news you need in less time with our new Locked On Today podcast, Peter Bukowski hosts Locked On Today, a daily podcast breaking down the biggest stories with analysis from our local experts. Start your day with all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes. Subscribe to Locked On Today wherever you get your podcasts. All right, guys, that was Dave Tippett meeting with the media today. So once again, he wasn't committing to any of the lines, any of that. The only thing we know for sure is that Mike Smith is getting the start between the pipes. Looks like James Neal isn't. He met with the media. I don't know why he would meet with the media if he wasn't playing, but there's still some other decisions to be made. Dominic Cahoon, the big one there. We'll see what his status is. In the warm-ups, let's get to some news from around the NHL here. Dominic Simon, Valtteri Filppula, and Mason Geertsen on waivers today. Derek Ryan, who was on the waiver wire yesterday, cleared for the Calgary Flames. Nino Niederreiter fined $5,000 for interfering with Juicy Saros. The Habs fire goalie coach Stefan Waite. Sean Burke takes over as the director of goaltending. And this one from Pierre LeBrun. He says talks between the Carolina Hurricanes and pending UFA Dougie Hamilton have gone quiet. Interesting little story there. Dougie Hamilton's been excellent for the Carolina Hurricanes. He's just puts up a ton of points, playing some solid hockey for them. And sticking with defensemen, this broke yesterday afternoon, just after I released the podcast, but Tony DeAngelo is seeking an AHL loan from the Rangers. No takers when it comes to NHL teams, and he wants to get back playing. Man, what a fall for this guy after the season he had last season. We'll see if he lands on an AHL squad and just someone eventually take. There's a good player there. I don't know the guy personally. you just go off what you hear. And not a good start to his 2021 for Tony DeAngelo when it comes to his career in hockey. So we'll see what happens. There are six games on the NHL schedule. Boston is home to the Washington Capitals. St. Louis is on the road to take on the Anaheim Ducks. The Vegas Golden Knights host the Minnesota Wild, who are just playing excellent right now. The Kings are welcoming the Arizona Coyotes, and the Sharks and Avalanche do battle from San Jose. And of course, here in Edmonton, it's Toronto taking on your Edmonton Oilers. You know what, guys? I forgot the question of the day in the first segment. I'll throw it out there right now. Now, we're speculating. Again, I heard this on the presser today. I didn't know it was a thing, but we might see it. Who knows? But is putting Ethan Bear back with Nurse the right move? I'll give you my answer right now, and I said it in the opening. No, I think Barry and Nurse have something going. Bear and Nurse were good. Like, they played most of last year together. They started this season. I don't think they were terrible together. No, but I think Barry and Nurse just complement each other a little bit better. I can understand why he wants this, a younger guy with a veteran, so you're not playing that third pairing with two young guys. But I have a hard time splitting that up. Let me know. What do you think? Is putting Ethan Bear back with Darnell Nurse the right move in your eyes, in your opinion? Let me know on Twitter at HernandoMan and at Locked On Oilers. All right, guys, coming up next, we will hear from the real deal, and we'll get to some fun stuff as well. That's all coming up next. There's only one place that has you covered and one place we trust, betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use that promo code Locked On for your 50% welcome bonus. The NHL is well underway, so don't sit on the sidelines anymore and get in on the action. BetOnline, your online sportsbook expert. Last segment here on the Locked On Oilers podcast. It's Oilers and Leafs tonight. 6 o'clock puck drop from Rogers Place. Are you in some fantasy leagues? Like, my team is struggling mightily. I've seen some tweets today from Pete Jensen from NHL.com, who's a fantasy guy, and he was showing his drops. And Taylor Hall, who's been struggling mightily this year. I think he only has the one goal. But I'll say this. I have Svechnikov from the Canes, and he hasn't scored in a while. Not putting up a ton of points. He's killing me. And how about, I have Rupe Hintz and Dennis Giriano from Dallas, and I can't remember the last time they put up a point. So definitely not guys I want to drop, but let me know who's killing it for you, or who's killing you in fantasy, because right now those three guys for me, not doing much in terms of scoring. So, I mean, definitely there are guys you're not going to release or anything like that. But, and also it's pretty crazy that I love the waiver pickups. Like, I passed on Oliver Wallstrom from the New York Islanders, and a buddy of mine picked him up today, and I'm regretting that right now. He's hot. I think he scored in five straight games. He scored shorthanded yesterday, so he's at one hell of a pickup. And how about Svechnikov, but from the Detroit Red Wings, two goals in his first two games this season. Yeah, and Detroit's one of those teams that doesn't score. They're 25th in goals, four at 52. I just didn't know if picking him up and dropping a guy that plays regular top six or even top nine was the right call at that time. So, those are two interesting pickups, two young guys for sure that are turning some heads here as of late. So, yeah. Let me know if there's a waiver pickup that you're interested in, that you're high on, and who are you dropping, and who's absolutely killing it for you right now. Maybe like a sleeper guy, like what about a Trocheck? Whoever has Trocheck right now is just loving life. He's putting up a ton of points. There's so many guys out there. JVR in Philadelphia has just been outstanding as well. Guys that you didn't think would be up there in the scoring leaders. Anyways, that was my fantasy ramble for today. All right, guys, let's get to some audio as the real deal. James Neal met with the media today, and we're expecting him to play top line minutes today with Jesse Puljujärvi and Connor McDavid. Here is James Neal.
Not to dive too much into your personal stuff and health stuff and such, but can you just give us a bit of a sense of what you've been dealing with and what it's been like to kind of battle through things and just kind of the journey you've been on the last little bit to be healthy enough to keep playing?
I mean, obviously I was sick coming in into camp there. So just kind of battling through all that stuff and just kind of getting back to being healthy and being myself, and then translating that over to getting in good shape on the ice and being at a pace where, I can help the team and be a factor. So, it's been a little adversity, but, that only makes you stronger and gives you a better appreciation for what you do. And and how much you enjoy it. So I put some really good work in, and you know, I'm feeling a lot better. So I'm excited for tonight.
We've been watching the practices from up top, and it seems like, you know, this whole taxi squad thing where there's, you know, so many guys that aren't necessarily getting in the lineup as much as they'd like. It seems like there's this competitive environment where you're trying to keep things positive. You're trying to, you know, what's it been like being part of that? That's a little bit different than just being, you know, part of one or two scratches during the year to have this group.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think coming in there, you know, sulking or pouting or whatever you want to call it, does you any good, and it doesn't do the guy next to you good. So we want to be a winning team here. We want to, you know, put a special run together. So for us, we need to come in with a good attitude. We need to work hard. And when we get a chance to play, we need to be ready to go. So, you know, Tip's been good with me, talking to me through it, and, you know, give me a chance to get back to where I need to be. So we're battling out there and having fun, and coaches are keeping it lively and enjoyable for us. So, you know, obviously you're not going to have your best day every day, but, you know, majority we've been in there putting in good work and staying ready.
Step in tonight, and it looks like the lines are going to get jumbled up a little bit, which often happens when you don't win a couple. Let us in a little bit on the dynamic when it's all of a sudden the top two lines get juggled around, different guys are playing with different guys. Does it lend some excitement? Is there unfamiliarity? What happened?
Well, like you said, I think after going two games with a goal, things needed a little spark here. So I'm looking to give that little spark, a little jump, a little juice in the room, and you know, all the things I know I can bring. So yeah, things are different, but I think you know, guys are familiar with each other. We've had lots of different line combinations over the last couple of years. So, you know, just kind of a great opportunity for me and for the team here to get going. So we'll be ready.
You played a long time, James, and you probably had a bunch of different injuries at different times of year. When guys get hurt early, they kind of chase the rest of the team, right? Everyone else is getting in game shape and you're trying to catch up. Is it the same when you're coming off being sick as coming off being injured, or is there a difference?
No, yeah, there's a difference. This is way different. I think, I mean, even to go back to saying, like, there wasn't really a camp, you know, it was a quick couple weeks of, getting into systems and getting stuff going right before you got into a real game. So we didn't have the preseason games. We didn't have, you know, the time in between days in camp, you didn't have any of that. So, and then put in, not even being at that camp and, you know, being held off is tough. So, you know, you're definitely chasing, to be realistic, you're behind for sure. So, you got to do everything you can to get up to speed. And, like I said, everyone's been really good with me to be able to give me that chance to, you know, take my health seriously and get back to where I need to be. You know, sometimes you have to put hockey aside for a second and just get healthy and get your mind right and get into the right headspace that you can go in and work and get better every day. So I've had a chance to do that. You know, I feel good. Mentally, I feel good. And, you know, I've enjoyed the grind to getting back to where I need to be. So, like I said, I'm excited to get in tonight, and you know, I just want to keep moving along here.
Hi, James. Are the lingering effects of that, are they fully in the rearview mirror now, or are there still some stuff that you have to fix?
No, I hope so. I think, like I said, I feel good. So, you know, when you first come back, you think you're there, but you're not quite there. So, you know, I've had that time. I've skated a lot. Whether it's with pelts, you know, by myself, whether it's with the taxi squad, I've done a lot of different things just to try to get to where I want to be. So, you know, we'll see tonight, and I look forward to getting out there.
Right into the question yesterday that Connor spoke of, that he felt the team was a bit stale, I think was his words, and maybe not as vocal as normal. You talked about, I think people talked about you adding juice. Do you like that role, and does that come naturally for you to kind of not only get yourself going but get the team going?
Yeah, I mean, that just comes natural for sure. Obviously, I'm talking a lot out there and, you know, talking amongst teammates and bickering back and forth and whatnot and having fun and enjoying the guys around you. So, you know, I look forward to doing that. And, you know, and it's always fun playing the Leafs. It's a team I grew up watching and, you know, everyone back home's watching and, I got to give my dad, it's actually my dad's 65th birthday today. So happy birthday, Dad. And hopefully, you know, we get a big win for him tonight.
Every Wednesday on Locked On NHL, take a deep dive into the Western Conference with Sarah Avampato of Locked On Kings and Tom Gazzola. Whether it's a look at top-end contenders like Vegas and Colorado or breaking down the rebuilds of the Kings and Blackhawks, Locked On NHL has you covered on Western Conference Wednesdays. Subscribe to Locked On NHL wherever you get your podcast. Happy birthday to the real deal's father. Yeah, get him the win tonight. Why not? James Neal, they're talking about, you know, being on the taxi squad, dealing with the COVID and injury issues and all that. And it looks like he's going to get a nice little opportunity here to play with Connor McDavid and Jesse Puljujärvi. And I like James Neal, man. He can score. He's got some jam. He's feisty. So, yeah, definitely excited to see the real deal back in the lineup. Right, guys, let's get to Hernan's hot tip. How about get a goal? I'm kidding. But no, I think the Oilers in these last two games have started well. They just haven't been able to finish their chances. So yeah, get an early goal, finish your chances, get them chasing the game. You don't want to be chasing the game tonight once again, because you see what Toronto does when they're up by, you know, 2-3 goals. So yeah, jump on them early, finish your chances, get a goal early, make them chase the game. That is Hernan's hot tip prediction. I'm going to say this: if Nuge plays with Leon Draisaitl and Kalei Yamamoto, I'm calling it a 3-1 win for Edmonton. If they don't play together, I think the Edmonton Oilers will fall once again. I don't have a score for you. I just think they lose. But if Nuge plays with Leon and Yamo, I'm calling a 3-1 win. And I know earlier I talked about maybe it might take them a while to get going. Well, I'm not of that mindset. I think they're gonna do well. And I think Leon leads the way with 3 points, 1 goal and 2 assists. I think 2 of those come on the power play. 2 of those points, I should say. And 1 at 5-on-5. That's a nice little in-depth prediction for my leading point getter for the Edmonton Oilers tonight. Leon with 3 points, 2 on the power play, 1 5-on-5. And I'm calling the Oilers a 3-1 win if that line is reunited. All right, guys, bet online. Your bet of the day for betonline.ag. Hey, how about yesterday's bets? Columbus wins and the Winnipeg Jets.
Pay that man his money.
Damn straight, pay that man his money. Nice little change for Hernan there, as I went with Winnipeg and Columbus on 2 separate bets. So, today, how about sprinkle a little bit of money? Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl. I mean, it's always at least 2 points for Connor McDavid right now. Is that minus 135? How about at least 3 points? Is that plus 210 for Leon Draisaitl? Minus 127 for at least 2 points. Plus 235 for at least 3 points. And I'm saying 3 points, so I might sprinkle a little bit of cash on that. You know, these two guys are not going to be shut out 3 games straight. So one of them or both of them, I think, are going to have multiple points in this game. So maybe sprinkle a little bit on that. As far as games, Edmonton right now plus 113 to win this one. I never bet on the Oilers. It's kind of my rule. But with Austin Matthews back and Freddie Anderson, they are the underdog at home. So I might sprinkle just a little bit on the Edmonton Oilers at plus 113. Can I see them losing 3 games in a row? Yeah. Can I see them coming out and completely dominating Toronto? Yeah. So it's a toss-up right now, but I believe Edmonton will come out stronger. They've been shut out in 2 straight games. I don't see that happening again. So I'm taking the Oilers at plus 113. So yeah, Oilers, and then sprinkle multiple points for McDavid and Draisaitl. It's up to you. You want to go 2, 3, 4, 5 points? Who knows? But you can probably make a little bit of money on that. All right, guys, big game tonight. Oilers on a 2-game losing streak. Toronto on a 3-game winning streak. Toronto first in the North Division. Edmonton's just behind Winnipeg, 1 point back in third in the North Division. Big news out of Toronto. They get Austin Matthews and Freddie Anderson back. And the Edmonton Oilers look for some line shuffling, some new D pairings. We don't know. Tip didn't really give us an update on that. Said they're going to wait because they have some injuries and stuff they have to look at later this afternoon. So we probably won't know until about 5:30-ish for warm-up what the lines are going to be. We're all hoping we see that line reunited of Yamo, Nuge, and Drysdale, and hopefully Neil can get some stuff done up there. And I'm intrigued to see who comes in. I mean, Jason's out, Patrick Russell's out, Nygaard, a guy who hasn't played a lot lately. And by all accounts, it looks like Evan Bouchard will be out, so Chris Russell will draw back in. And are they going to go back to the same pairings they had to start the season? Should be a fun one from Rogers Place. Be sure to check me out on the post-game show on TSN 1260. Immediately following the game with Tom Gazzola. And like I said, six games on tap tonight. Another busy night. Check your fantasy lineups, get your bets in, and sit down today at 6 o'clock and enjoy a nice little game between your Oilers and Leafs. Want to connect with me? Hit me up on Twitter at HernandTheMan and at Locked On Oilers. Keep the downloads coming. The podcast is doing really good. I appreciate all the support. Download and subscribe on your favorite apps for all the latest episodes. For my producer, Juanito, thank you for listening to the Locked On Oilers podcast. I'm Hernand the Man, talking Los Petroleros. Enjoy the game tonight. Go Oilers, go. We'll recap it tomorrow.